Then when he had finished the lettering, the phalangist stepped back and looked at me to examine his work, and then he put down the iodine bottle and picked up the clippers and said, "Next." And they took me out of the barber shop, holding me tight by each arm, and I stumbled over the barber lying there still in the doorway on his back with his gray face up. And we nearly collided with Concepcion Garcia, my best friend, that two of them were bringing in, and when she saw me, she did not recognize me. And then she recognized me and she screamed, and I could hear her screaming all the time they were shoving me across the square and into the doorway and up the stairs of the city hall and into the office of my father where they laid me onto the couch. And it was there that the bad things were done. "My rabbit," Robert Jordan said, and held her as close and as gently as he could, but he was as full of hate as any man could be. "Do not talk more about it. Do not tell me any more, for I cannot bear my hatred now." She was stiff and cold in his arms, and she said, "Nay, I will never talk more of it. But they are bad people, and I would like to kill some of them with thee if I could. But I have told thee this only for thy pride if I am to be thy wife, so thou wouldst understand." "I am glad you told me," he said, "for tomorrow, with luck, we will kill plenty."
"But will we kill phalangists? It was they who did it."
"They do not fight," he said gloomily. "They kill at the rear. It is not them we fight in battle."
"But can we not kill them in some way? I would like to kill some very much."
"I have killed them," he said, "and we will kill them again. At the trains we have killed them."
"I would like to go for a train with thee," Maria said. "The time of the train that Pilar brought me back from, I was somewhat crazy. Did she tell thee how I was?"
"Yes, do not talk of it."
"I was dead in my head with a numbness, and all I could do was cry. But there is another thing that I must tell thee. This I must. Then perhaps thou wilt not marry me. But Roberto, if thou should not wish to marry me, can we not then just be always together?"
"I will marry thee."
"Nay, I had forgotten this. Perhaps you should not. It is possible that I can never bear thee either a son or a daughter, for the Pilar says that if I could, it would have happened to me with the things which were done. I must tell thee that. Oh, I do not know why I had forgotten that."
"It is of no importance, Rabbit," he said. "First, it may not be true. That is for a doctor to say. Then, I would not wish to bring either a son or a daughter into this world, as this world is. And also, you take all the love I have to give."
"I would like to bear thy son and thy daughter," she told him. "And how can the world be made better if there are no children of us who fight against the fascists?"
"Thou," he said, "I love thee. Hearest thou? And now we must sleep, Rabbit, for I must be up long before daylight, and the dawn comes early in this month."
"Then it is all right about the last thing I said? We can still be married?"
"We are married now. I marry thee now. Thou art my wife. But go to sleep, my Rabbit, for there is little time now."
"And we will truly be married? Not just a talking?"
"Truly."
"Then I will sleep. And think of that if I wake."
"I too."
"Good night, my husband."
"Good night," he said. "Good night, wife."